You know, I saw this on Reddit, 9970JX, and now after having had a conversation with Daphne, I'm wondering what their compatibility is on the zodiac sign. Basically, this guy's wanting to know if it's a red flag. He and his girlfriend recently moved in together. They've been together for 2 years, and he said he's noticed his snacks disappearing.
Oh.
Said, I thought it was really weird since only me and my girlfriend live in the apartment. Then I caught her literally throwing them out.
Oh, wow.
Confronted her. She said she was doing it for my health and that I shouldn't be eating all that stuff.
Oh, no.
That made me mad.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Not because of the snacks themselves, but because she made the decision for me behind my back.
Feels kind of controlling.
Says I'm relatively fit guy.
Yeah.
Go to the gym. I'm not reckless. I'm not overweight. I don't binge junk food. I just like having those snacks around. It's never interfered with my gym routine or my physique. So I tried to explain that. And she just basically brushed it off, saying I was overreacting, and says she knows better when it comes to health.
Oh, see, it's that attitude.
So now...
she's momming him.
Yes. Says this feels less about food and more about just control.
Correct.
So am I blowing this out of proportion? Or is this actually like a red flag?
Yeah, I don't think you're blowing it out of proportion. Because, again, when you brought it up to her, like, hey, I'm an adult. I can make my own choices about food. And she's all like condescending, pat on the head, like, no, no. I know better than you.
Is she just saying it wrong? Like, if she would have taken a more like, hey, concerned about your health and well-being, these are junk food snacks. We don't need these around.
Right. Say something first, but don't take action like throw it away and not say anything to him. That's diabolical. Listen, if anyone is going to dare to toss out
your
my Swiss cake rolls or my Star Crunches.
Oh, wow.
Get you touchy. Thank goodness I live with someone that loves those. Just as it's the emergency chocolate stash.
It's the
sometimes you need
chocolate
emergency
stash.
Chocolate. Okay? It's not like every day. Sometimes you need it, though.
Listen, I'm not going to shame you because I just admitted recently my ice cream addiction.
Exactly.
And I...
And what if your wife came in and shut it down and threw out all the ice cream and said no more? You're not having any more ice cream, mister.
I guess I'd have to go around sneaking it. I'd come home, I'd walk in the door and she'd be like, what's that all over your mouth? I don't know. Did you have an ice cream cone in the car? No.
No.
What
definitely
is that?
I didn't do that.
What is that dripped all over the front of your shirt? It's
definitely just dirt.
Is that Oreo?
No. Wait, this is like Oreo Gate. This is that's where it starts.
Oh, this Reddit thread?
Yes. This is like the adult version of Oreo Gate.
So explain Oreo Gate real quick for people who don't know.
Again, we're up to like, I think, part 27 on Instagram. Ashley Jams is the account. Starts with a mom named Michelle, doesn't want her daughter Ava to have Oreos. Mm-hmm. Ask the mom group chat, hey, don't send Oreos in with your kids in the lunchbox.
Right.
We're talking 5-year-olds because Ava's jealous.
Right.
And it has spiraled beyond anyone's imagination. There's merch, justice for Ava, all the things. You need to do a deep dive. But it all comes down to a mom trying to control everybody around her about not having unhealthy snacks around her daughter.
So this isn't I guess, the way he describes it, his girlfriend momming him.
Yes. And they've been together for two years. So I
wonder
feel
if this
like
is recent.
I don't know. But and if this is the first thing like this that she's done.
Yeah.
But the problem is I have with it is when he confronted her about it, she's doubling down saying, I know better than you when it comes to the health.
Jackie texts us and said she doesn't want to tell him the truth. The truth is she doesn't want him around because she doesn't want to eat him herself, but she's trying to make it look like it's for him.
Could be.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, realtor Keith's like, bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Yeah, another text for good luck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get the basis of what she's trying to do. I think she's going about it the wrong way. Like, I understand maybe there's, hey, these are sometimes treats, so we don't need to have them in the house constantly. And
that sounded very mom-like, though. It did. It sounded very mom-like. But the problem is, though, he brought it up to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still doubling down, as in, like, I did what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd do it again.
And like, I'd do it again, too.
That's the attitude she's taking. That's the problematic part, is she doesn't seem to be hearing his side and not overstepping. She's overstepping.
Matt says, what a nice glimpse into your future. Just wait until it's something you can't replace, or she blows up a friendship she doesn't like you having.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's an interesting.
Yes, like she can go behind your back and be like, go tell your best buddy, like, yeah, he's not going to be hanging out with you anymore.
Another comment. She's stealing your stuff and destroying it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she's not paying you back for what she's throwing away?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. We're all not on board with that behavior.
Yeah.
We don't come in and, like, do things like that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said.
You mention it. If you're concerned, mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a discussion about it. But we don't take action the way she did. And then when she's confronted about it, doubling down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, well, I know better than you. That is never going to work out. I know better than you is never going to work out in a relationship.
Someone wrote, I'm a big fatty who should probably be policed, but I would absolutely not deal with someone making decisions for me behind my back and blow me off when I raise a concern.
Correct.
Yeah, I a lot of people are saying it's kind of a red flag here.
Yes.
But yeah, is it enough, though, to sit there and go, hey, we're done 2 years, you know, maybe we're like, hey, we need to reevaluate our snack situation.
Yeah,
here.
See, here's my problem. Now it's gone beyond just like missing my snacks. Now it's the fact that you don't seem to understand that you are making a decision for me.
Right.
Without consulting me, and that won't fly with us.
All right, so that's...
He's got to put his foot down about that behavior.
Those are good words to say.
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully that all works out for them. Like I said, saw that on Reddit. Thought it was interesting.
Also get a secret stash. Hide it.
I was going to say, find better hiding places.
That's right.
Don't put it right there in the pantry.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a secret stash place that you don't know about. Maybe a little lock and key, a safe. Maybe a safe. Just put some
important papers in there. She's like, Kevin, what's this wrapper that has chocolate crust on the inside?
Don't worry about it.
Is that Cheeto dust on your fingers?
No.
All right. We'll share that on Insta at Ben and Kelly Show.
You can send her a picture of your bed full of snacks on her side.
Oh, wow. That's sending a message.
Yeah.
Certainly sending a message.
I like the petty nature of it.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX.